The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the abyss.
Okay, so you got your second set of bones.
Okay.
You look around the rest of this giant chamber.
What's in the satchel?
Oh, 6 gems.
And a potion. Can I identify the potion by looking at it or no?
Roll me an alchemy check. It's an intelligence check with your proficiency.
Now, is her name really
Gem? Do I get the extra +2 for the James alchemy?
What extra +2 for
alchemy? I get an extra +2, I guess. It's technically ends on survival whenever I'm looking for alchemical supplies.
Are you looking for alchemical supplies?
No. Intelligence check?
Or using survival?
It's only a 6, so no.
Jeff being mean is like...
Well, it's a 9 with my proficiency.
It's like getting 9. Bit by a puppy. It's just funny.
It doesn't hurt much.
Like a really fierce puppy who's like trying to protect its home.
You're not sure what it is. I'm not going to make you misidentify it, but...
Are you trying to survive?
F***ing Jeff.
God damn. Are you looking for chemical supplies?
Is detect magic
just start saying it like that.
Spell?
Or it's free for me.
Yep. You can just detect magic.
Yeah, I can bounce that.
You examine it. It is the School of Illusion.
Okay.
Nice.
Inform you thusly.
Cool.
What is it?
It's a School of Illusion potion. More specific than that, we don't know.
You should drink it.
Hey, be careful saying that shit because Jeff brings horrible, disgusting, actual things to drink.
That reminds me, I gotta take those home so I can use them again.
I think you already did.
Nope, I see them.
Box right there.
Yeah, I had to drink hot sauce and vinegar mixed together.
Ooh. Did it just taste like grape more hot sauce?
No, oh, it was really gross.
Yeah, that'd be real gross. Nice.
Still got one to take.
It's a health potion.
Is it just pee? Jeff has a weird fetish about liquids, and we're all just drinking like dyed version of his piss.
No, he just doesn't want to go to the doctor to see if he's diabetic. He's like, here you go. Tell me if that one's sweet.
Would you describe this flavor as A, ketone-y? B?
Drink this, but I want to preface it with I haven't had asparagus since February.
Wow.
Unrelated.
And you think you're alchemical supply? I'm gonna be laughing about that for a week. Your tone in my head is just gonna get more and more shitty every time. You seem like a nice guy.
What else did we find in this place?
How far did we travel? Like, can we take the bones back?
You could.
I mean, like, it feel like we walked 5 minutes, got the bones, and like...
Yeah. You've walked a total of about 200 feet through the tunnel.
No.
Or through the gate.
Yeah, this quest is pretty easy.
All in favor of just returning them bones so we complete another quest?
What was the other thing we had to do out here?
Put a thing in a man.
Figure out what's screwing up the elementals.
Right.
Cleanse the temple. And I think that's it for rock blight.
All right. Why don't we just continue and just finish what we're doing?
Because the XP might get us to level 6, Lucas.
I had to doubt it with this guy running the game.
I agree.
I am an asshole.
Oh, you doubt it?
We were supposed to level up when we got here, and that didn't happen, so.
That's because you kept asking, can we level up now?
Hey, in fairness, I never asked that, so can I level up?
Pretty sure you did the same thing.
That's why he hasn't leveled up either.
That's what, like, when they say the title of the movie in the movie. That's how excited that just made me.
Just straight up poop grinding your baby up there.
On the roof, where the poop grinder goes.
Yeah. It doesn't go anywhere else. Heat rises and poop always smells hot.
Poop always...
When I rub it on my balls real slowly. What? Poop always smells hot. That's your t-shirt.
Yeah. That's a pretty solid fodgism right there, right. Too.
Okay, you guys get to the backside of this big residential cavern.
Maybe we'll return the fetch quest.
Are you going to go back and take it back?
Just keep
or are
going.
You not?
I want to return the fetch quest because I want to go ask what the shit was since Jeff gave us a,
you should have asked.
Yeah, I'll go with that. That's now three people that have done the Jeff voice tonight. I wonder if we can get everybody. That'd be great.
Just do it in a round, like row, row, row your boat. So let's return to Bones and ask him what the shit we're supposed to be fighting.
He's not sure.
Fuck you.
He's not sure what... He's not sure what Ogre Moxbane is going to send at you.
So is Ogre Moxbane like honesty, Goro or something? I thought this was a condition.
No, it's something that is screwing up the elementals. It is some kind of force that is setting them against the gnomes.
So this is like a midichlorian thing.
We don't know yet. That's why we're sending you in.
You mean,
in
it
all
didn't
honesty,
exist for 30
if
years,
I had to
it
guess,
up?
It would send some kind of an elemental against you because that's what it's controlling.
Do you have something to maybe help us get through some magically sealed rubble?
Linder elementals.
Perhaps some
magically sealed rubble? We put that there. We don't want that moving yet.
No.
Well, you're sending us after something we don't know where the fuck we're going, so we're just trying to.
I don't know if you've met us, but we're pretty much a straight line to the quest kind of thing. We don't do this meandering shit.
Oh, that's why I was trying to describe the rest of the cavern to tell you your options on where to go. So
I'm listening.
Can you draw
but
some?
Cody
map?
Wanted to go back.
Yes.
Can you just draw some?
Her name's
map?
Kira.
I did because I was hoping to get an idea. Because now, if we know we're fighting elementals, would either of the two jokers, who actually it depends on their rest what they choose, might have a few spells that might be more useful against elementals than not?
I really don't. I've seen a spell list.
No, I mean, like, I just, what would be more useful against?
Well, I don't think that, like, remove curse is probably the way to fight an elemental.
Right. Well, if it's a curse elemental.
You're right. I'll get rid of that. I will get rid of remove curse.
Like, I just feel like we could take a rest, all heal naturally, have all our hit die, and maybe alter our spells as needed.
I'm down with that.
Maybe somebody could...
Actually, spells like protection from good and evil work against elementals.
What about protection from energy?
Protection from energy is good against energy types.
Both Lucas and I have protection from good and evil, so we have that covered.
Boom.
Yep, we're going to cast it on ourselves. So fuck off.
Later, nerds.
Okay, are we all taking a nap then? Naps?
I could actually, overnight, I could put that one in the spell stone, and then we'd have a third.
Ooh, that's a neat idea.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like we should plan for a thing. You could also make, like, some alchemical fire and shit.
Are you looking for alchemical supplies?
No, say it right.
Yeah, I still have some charges left.
It's eventually just going to devolve into the Peanuts adult voice. Supplies?
Because assuming Matt doesn't try and stab me in my sleep, I'll just heal naturally.
Matt's a good guy. Why would he do that?
Right.
Dang.
You missed the part in the earlier part of the campaign where he willingly sacrificed two of his party because he wanted to escape.
Well, were they slower than him?
Nope, he just decided
just
that he spocked us.
Ah.
Reverse spock.
None of that's true.
I trust you, Maury.
Okay, we're resting. Yes, did we establish this?
Yes, this is where we run the rest montage.
Bunch of furious masturbation, concerned looking gnomes. How'd they get back into our house? I don't know. That one's masturbating. That one's masturbating and screaming.
Couple questions while we're doing this montage.
Furious masturbation and concerned looking gnomes is my new favorite thing.
New hit sitcom on the WB.
The WB hasn't been around for 10 fucking years.
God dang it. This is what happens when I don't have cable.
It's not a cable channel.
You're asking Josh, who hasn't watched anything not in syndication since Married with Children.
Hey, that was a godsend.
Josh quotes movies and Married with Children.
Yep. Did you just call me fat behind my back? I'd say it to your face, but I only have half a tank of gas. Quote Al Bundy. The man, the myth, the legend.
So are we done rearranging spells?
Are we? Yeah.
Lucas, can you do any rearranging of spells?
There's really nothing great.
No, he can't do.
I don't have to. I just have stuff and use it.
Well, can you put something in the spell stone and make some alchemical something?
Yeah, no, I put the protection from good and evil in the stone. And yeah, I can make stuff.
Just a thought.
Okay.
That also regains me my bags of fluff.
Yeah.
It does. So you can kill Morik with.
Yeah, and protection from good and evil is a concentration spell, so.
It is.
Hmm.
you can...
I believe you roll survival.
Looks like they're expanding beyond just t-shirts.
Yeah. The magic symbol looks a little strange with the rainbow color. I don't know why. It looks weird to me.
It doesn't look quite as good as the dragon.
The D dragon that is in the pride flag looks badass. They made some shirts like that would be cool to have.
Are we taking watches?
We're staying in a tavern. At least okay. I am. Yeah,
we're
like
all in one room?
Infrasan. I assume not. Kira would prefer not to sleep with any of you or in close proximity to any of you. Especially if I could get a hot bath here at, where are we at? The foaming mug. That's what it was.
Hot shower.
With Tappy foam strap.
Ooh, Tappy.
Yep.
I remember Tappy. He was the guy surprised anybody came into his bar.
He's probably glad we're back.
Ah, hell, I got customers. That Tappy.
Yep. So yeah, I'm going to get a hot meal from Tappy and have another sleep in the foaming mug.
Yep. Happy to have you.
Tappy to have you. And he goes to make food. How old's your character?
Mine?
Yeah. Is she old enough to have that like long mom butt thing going on?
Probably not yet.
Okay. How big are the rooms?
Are you paying for a group room?
No, she said we wanted single rooms.
No, she said she wanted a single room. Are you guys...
How big's her room?
It's a single room.
Dorm room. This is a single room. The rotunda at fucking Congress is a single room. How big is her single fucking room?
Single room.
I mean, how big is your room, Dan?
If we're gonna, are you making alchemical supplies? If I were to say the rotunda is actually probably an architectural structure that's not really a single room.
Okay, the dining area at a fucking McDonald's is one single room. How big is her goddamn bedroom?
God, now I want to live in a McDonald's.
About the size of a...
Why you do this to me?
Breakfast anytime you want.
It's a small room with a twin bed and...
Like 10 by 10?
Small? Yeah, somewhere around there.
Okay. Thanks.
If they had one with a bath, that would be great.
Communal.
Ugh. All right. Separated out by gender?
No.
Basically just bathing in stranger oatmeal now.
I'm pretty good friends with Tappy. He might run fresh water for me.
I was going to say, Tappy will have a bath drawn for you.
I would just say I would pay extra out of my own kitty if it had a private bath.
Yeah.
Damn. Matt, does the night pass uneventfully?
Nope.
Okay. Just thought I'd ask.
He comes in butt naked except for a mask made out of a boar's head. Just squealing. Hairs and swords all the way up.
In the cover of night.
Yes.
Hours of the morning. 3-4 in the morning.
Lucas is taking a pee. You don't want to... Not
he's not going to do anything anyways.
I as quietly as possible, go to, I don't have my armor because it's the middle of the night.
So stealthy.
Okay. I go to Kira's door and I cast silence centered on the door. And then I kick it in.
High or low, Kira?
With my flaming sword drawn.
Low. Did you want me to roll? It made it sound like I was picking a roll for you.
I'll roll. Okay.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Bravo.
What?
You're straight up Scottish playing this. I appreciate your attention to detail.
What's Scottish playing mean?
It means you're going to kill me in the middle of the night with no chance to do anything back.
Silence.
I'm evil.
No, I'm just saying Matt is intelligent enough to cast silence before he kicked in the door and alerted everybody within fucking 10 miles. That's well beyond the Matt who normally just said, what was it? What is that spell? You always kept casting that was dumb. Thunderwave. Every goddamn time. We're on a stealthy mission. Thunderwave!
Use the Thunderstone.
So I kick in the door. I got my flaming sword drawn. Is it bright enough to wake her?
Probably.
Yeah. More than likely.
Paint me a picture. Draw me. How's the room set up? I kicked in the door.
You're in a 10 by 15 room.
Oh, it was 10 by 10 earlier.
I said about.
Well, that's why I centered it on the door, because it's a 20-foot radius spell.
Yeah, that still reaches the edge of the
room.
I'm
thinking 20 diameter. Never mind, go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry, Luke is...
Again, that's geometry.
It's rubbing off. I was looking for alchemical components.
I rub off on a lot of people.
Oh. I'm pretty sure it's illegal.
Damn, it pulls you off?
What?
Are we all looking at the door? I'm assuming that you move into the room and light up the sword before you're ready to strike.
Mm-hmm.
So you're in mid-swing when she starts to rouse. You would get a surprise round.
Okay, great. Well, I'm aiming for her neck.
Okay.
Roll with advantage.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
You're welcome.
I will not call her incapacitated because she was woke up. She was woken up by the ignition of the sword.
Before all this happens, I'd just like to point out that you aroused Kira. Go ahead and slay that.
We're going to go with a nat 20.
No hell. Shit.
Yep, you got it. You got it.
No.
Which one am I looking at here?
I believe that is the top one.
Yeah. You receive a permanent scar on your face, giving you advantage on charisma checks.
For intimidation.
Oh, for intimidation and disadvantage on charisma persuasion checks. It's a life-threatening card, but it doesn't... A life-threatening means quadruple? No.
Does it say?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't say anything about damage.
Let me see it.
You rolled a...
All I did was give her a fucking scar on her face.
Thanks, Nord Games.
Yeah.
Can I choose my regular roll?
It would, yeah, normal damage.
Fine.
Dang.
Fuck. 9 hit points.
That's not bad. Did you add the 5 on there?
Woo. Yeah, I did. 2 and a 2 here.
You're all 20.
The sword is literally laughing at
you. Yeah, it's not Josh, it's the sword.
Harrison's sword's just bouncing back and forth in your hand.
So, Cody, I need you to mark on your sheet a permanent disadvantage to persuasion, permanent advantage to intimidation.
That assumes that I get out of here, Jeff.
Yes,
Jeff. But yes, I will make that mark.
The wound has to heal into a scar.
Can I act now?
Yes.
Are we rolling initiative, or are we just going back and forth at this point?
It's just back and forth.
All right.
Is it? Okay.
Does the bright light happen to...
Well, no. I take that back.
Yeah, she just woke up into bright
light.
Yes,
the surprise round, you wouldn't get an action, so I don't know which one of you would have gone first. He could get another round, so roll for initiative.
15.
12. Kira, you're up.
Oh, no. What's he doing with me? He's a bad guy. Forcing me to ignite.
It's silence.
My will.
Do I recognize that?
What?
That it's silenced. Well, I assume I probably would, because I'm probably screaming if
you
just melted my fucking face.
You probably said ow and didn't hear it. Yeah.
Now that's disorienting.
So the sword can still talk in my head, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's so funny.
The wall's not silenced, though.
No, my thought is, Kira doesn't really have anything that she would sleep next to that is weapony.
An old campaigner would not sleep with her glaive, like, right there.
No, I mean...
Nice hot bath.
I disagree. I think
you would cuddle with that fucking thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I... I'm going to dodge and double move.
Dodge and
from
double
your
move.
Bed?
Yes.
Okay.
No, sorry, not dodge. Disengage. That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take the disengage action, and then I'm going to double move.
You can't double move and disengage.
I can if I want to.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No.
Yes, I can.
Because dash is an action.
Shh. I get an extra action if I want to use it.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Burning your action surge.
If I want to.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, can I get a hand axe on the way? I assume my kit is nearby.
Yes.
It is theoretically possible for me to get a round mat, get me a weapon, and get me into a hallway, yes?
Yes.
I will do those things.
I would say you could grab your glaive.
Okay. I didn't know, like, what I would be allowed to grab. Because at
I
this
mean,
point...
Your gear is there.
I would honestly think that Kira is sleeping on a... Like, if she's sleeping on a cot, her glaive is on the floor next to her. She would wake up. She would roll out of bed.
Like, your glaive is where the baseball bat is in my bedroom, and I am not in D&D.
Yeah.
Like...
So, yes, in that case, Kira will deftly roll out of bed, grab the glaive, and go out the hallway,
mm-hmm.
screaming. Okay. See, I don't know if I will, depending on how you do the math, by the time I move my 30 feet, am I outside of the bubble?
Okay, can we draw it? Can we visualize here? Can I get a marker? Just so we can make sure that we're legit.
Can I get an amen?
All right.
Let's see. So it's a 10 by 15 room.
Yeah.
10 by 15 longer so wide. I, hot dog or hamburger.
This would be, like, here's a window probably, right? So I probably came in here.
Yeah. I'm glad you drew the window and the door is the exact same thing. There we go.
Yeah. So 20 foot, so it'll be...
Yeah.
Maybe 4. I was thinking 6.
Because see, actually, if I had... if you assume the hallway runs this way... I actually don't have that far to get out of it.
Yeah, but the bed's not going to be against the door side of the wall. It's in one of the back corners.
Right.
5, 10, 15.
Because it really depends on...
30.
You so said centered on the door.
You made
on
it the door. Edge of that circle.
You could do that if you're doing double move, right? Because your bed's probably here-ish, right?
Okay, if she burns an action.
She wouldn't be right under the window.
Who puts a bed away from a corner of a room? What kind of Neanderthal?
Somebody else who also draws a bed that small.
It's in that back corner over there. It's right there.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Assuming the hallway works that way.
That's a 15-foot wide hallway.
So the floors in a building are about 10 feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, give or take.
10 to 11. Yep.
Because he's casting it in a sphere. Because actually what I'm going to do is I'm going to yell. I don't know if anyone's hearing me, if I'm hearing myself. That's up to you, Jeff, but I am not going to take my action surge. I'm going to move 30 feet, and I'm going to go on the defensive.
You're where?
Sorry, I'm going to take my bonus action for Tunnel Fighter.
Where did you move to?
I don't know where my... I'm trying to talk into the mic. I don't know where my companions are.
Dude, if it's a 5-foot hallway, there is no movement you use to get out of that silence unless you bust an action surge.
Which way are my companions? Because that's 15.
Are we in the room next to her? Sorry, my plot to murder Kira here is causing you to have to shit.
To be fair, you were robbed by the cards. If you got the same card I got, that was an effective first turn.
If you got the same card he got and had rolled the damage...
just curve. Pow!
You really...
I'd be losing an arm on the way out.
Huh?
If you were really trying to be that stealthy, you put the empty hilt on her chest and then light it up.
Yeah. My intelligence... See, I would have given you incapacitated and automatic crit for that.
But instead, you're pulling the Harrison Ford.
She gets
Kylo
a fair
Ren
chance. That's yeah. fine. Fair chance. I'm not armored. What's my armor class? I didn't think it was going to be
what's
a fight.
What's your dex?
13.
So your AC is 11.
Well, it's okay. It's 12 because I have the magic thing.
No, that's attached to your armor.
Yeah. Fuck.
Or so, shield.
So Jeff, are my companions that way or this way? I'm assuming 10 feet home. So I go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30?
Yeah, you go the direction you know you need to go.
Okay, I will not take my action surge. I will do my bonus action to take my defensive stance.
Okay. Matt.
Yes.
You're up.
I'm running after her.
I stab you right there.
Good point.
Yup.
Like a really sharp one.
Hopefully.
Roughly about 2.5 feet long.
Okay, well, let her stab me, and then I'm going to hit her.
No, you stop.
If you hit.
Hammer time.
If I hit. A 19, I think, is going to hit.
It hits.
Yup.
That's just comrades. I can, even if it's this, I can still use my maneuvers, can I?
Why? I don't see why not.
What do you mean?
Because this is technically an opportunity attack, but it says when you hit a creature with a weapon attack, I theoretically
yes,
can use it.
Yes,
okay. Then I'm going to use pushing attack. I expected, of course, to push it real good.
No. Didn't have it.
So, really. 13 damage from the initial strike plus the... What was my die roll? D8. So, that's another 6 damage. So, 19 total damage, Matt.
Okay.
And I need you to make a strength saving throw. DC 14 or 15. DC 13.
You got it. It's 11.
Hey, I finally hit with this. I push you 15 feet back down the hallway.
Okay.
And your speed becomes 0, right? Until your next
yes.
turn.
Yes.
My speed is 0?
Okay. So you're stuck where yep. you're at now.
So
not
now...
Because what about with my magical boots?
It doesn't matter.
And when I hit a creature with an opportunity attack... Which is what that is. Your movement speed is now 0.
Okay, Okay. If your if your speed is zero and you double it, what do you get?
Like a million.
Double zero.
Put it into a calculator. I'm pretty sure it arrows out. Ergo infinity.
I...
You exist in all places and no place.
You what?
Drop silence?
There he is.
What is dismissing a spell? What action is it?
Theoretically, would he have had to have made a roll because I hit him to concentrate on it?
Yes, yes. That's true.
You, may get a you may get to drop it for free. That's why I was saying that.
Oh, okay.
Just choose not to...
Make a constitution save.
14.
This needs a 10 or higher.
It's got to be 15 so or half the damage or something like that.
No, it's 10 or higher.
10 or half the damage, whichever's higher. So you pass, but you can...
You can willingly drop it now.
Yeah. So it is dropped.
At which point, all of a sudden, you hear, ah, he's trying to fucking kill me!
And I will cast Guiding Bolt.
That's probably not going to go well for me.
Okay.
At a level 3.
Last time we did this, we got a crit 1, so...
Crit 20.
Oh, nice. Fuck.
It's a crit 20, 28.
28. Come on, scar on her titty.
There's so many crits tonight.
What I'm totally in a slip and or probably completely naked.
Burned your nipple clean.
She was very happy to take a bath and to, like, just sleep between the sheets. She's probably naked.
Is it the bottom one?
Yes.
Triple damage and the hit
points. Please talk into the mic.
Sorry. Thank you. Spirit drain. Triple damage and the hit points lost from this attack can't be healed except by magic.
That's 18d6.
That is 18d6.
This may kill you outright. Half your hit points. What's your total hit points?
Oh, I'm dead. Like, mathematically, there's no way I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Dead, dead?
Probably.
Average damage is 54. Average damage.
Like, I'm not great at math, but I realize that I got that. You need to look up the rules for, like, outright death, because I don't remember
exactly what
it is.
I know what they are.
What are they?
You have to take whatever hit points you have left, plus your max.
Plus your max?
Yeah. Plus your max.
Are you sure that's what it is?
Yes.
I don't think you can kill me. You. You can't outright
kill
me.
He's going to knock you to zero, but he can't kill you outright.
He's going to run over and stab me, though. Keep rolling them low numbers.
I've had a lot of ones. I've had a lot of ones. 12.
Schroeder, on top of the long rest montage, we need a whole bunch of fucking dice rolling montage.
Kick-a-cow!
Been a lot of really important critical rolls this session.
Yeah.
All right, 52
okay.
damage.
Total.
Okay.
I'm down, Jeff. That does not kill me outright.
Yep.
Cannot be healed.
And keep in mind, those 52 hit points cannot be healed except by magic, and I think I'm the magic healer. Yeah.
Nope. Pretty sure you have two other people on the table that can heal magically.
Yep.
Lucas and Troy, that is the end of your turn, right? No other actions?
No, we're good.
Lucas so and you Troy. Guys basically, he's trying to fucking kill...
Perception check. No, plus you hear the ungodly, scorching beam that just shot through her chest.
20.
Good hit.
Finally on your companion.
Finally.
You were done with Kira anyway, right?
I'm missing a dime somewhere.
Yeah, I was totally done painting that miniature finally.
9.
He's so asleep.
No, because even when you're sleeping, you're not really sleeping.
Because he's an elf.
That's what I was saying. I would argue, like, how far into the night would this have been?
You only need 4 hours, right?
Yeah.
Well, not only that, but the way that they meditate, at least I think...
Both of you roll for initiative.
Literally. Like, where's my good die at?
It's only a 6.
What are we doing?
Initiative.
Sweet.
5.
Woo. You might be able to kill me.
I didn't know mine about that. He gets to go before these two.
It depends on whether or not I fail.
Just to meta here, I legit plan on dying tonight. So
he had an excited idea about what he wanted to make.
And how to introduce it into the group.
You know what's going to be great? You know what's going to be great? He's going to fucking kill me. And I'm going to get a new character. And he's going to have to keep playing this one.
Dude, you got the best cover story.
I'm not even in this combat.
No shitting. You're going to murder me before they come out here, and you can be like, "Oh, Kira was evil."
There's a possibility you may still get a new character tonight.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's true. That's true. Probably going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, that's fine.
Dude, they come out in the hall and you're just like, that gnome ghost still possessed her. We were wrong.
Lucas, you're up.
It's really hard for the other side to argue when they're dead.
Where am I at compared to where they're at?
See any war history trial ever. We'll say you're two rooms
down.
I can't believe I got triple damage on this level 3 guiding bolt.
That's huge.
That was
There's
like a
two rooms.
That's the way you kill me.
Down towards the direction Kira was running.
Uh-huh.
You're in the second room.
Okay, so what's the distance between my door
added up,
and 10 where he's at?
10, so here, if you're the second room down.
Oh, so you're like right outside the fucking door.
Yeah, I apparently collapsed in a pile of my own burnt flesh right in front of your door. So there's a... I'm relatively flesh. Attractive, right? I'm moderately attractive woman.
Not
woman.
Anymore. Not anymore.
Hey,
permanent scar.
It yeah, did not. Scar. It permanent did not. Score. Did it change my score?
It did not.
Then I'm still a 13 charisma.
Personality wise.
Way to go, Tyrion Lannister.
Definitely not personality wise.
Intimidation wise.
Yeah.
You do not get to rewrite my character, okay? It's still a 13. I am still moderately attractive. I'm very fit.
What you doing, Lucas?
I step out the door and see her crumpled on the floor.
Yep.
Him carrying his sword.
Yep.
Safe to assume he attacked her.
You see the scorched hole in her chest, too, yes.
All right.
Probably in a giant pile
of blood. If I was
going to
murder her, I'd have probably done it a little better than this. This was a fight. She came at me.
She still give possessed. Me a wisdom save.
Still possessed.
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, we heard him yell that she was being attacked.
That's a fail. You were held.
No, wait. Wisdom save? It may be a 3, but it's still an 11.
Doesn't work.
Okay.
You are held, and I can throw... a d6 as like a bonus action on her to try to help heal her.
That is magical healing.
6.
So do I go to 6 hit points then?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
I'll fucking kill him!
And I call for... Did he not wake up at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
He goes after you.
Drow sleepy.
Oh, you just go right in the round. Okay.
Yep. So I call for Morveus. Looks like the evil Mordex is the one that took over.
What does being held mean?
He's held. He cannot move.
Wait, like...
Hold person.
He is stuck.
Okay.
I'm immobilized.
Yeah.
He can make us
paralyzed. Totalis. That's... Yeah.
And it is fair to assume that none of us are sleeping in our armor, so...
Right.
No, I understand that. I'm just trying to understand,
you have advantage on attack rolls against him.
That's what I was looking for.
Absolutely, you
he
do.
He would if I wasn't holding a flaming sword, and he's a drow. He does not get advantage.
Read hold person. Does it say incapacitated?
I don't think
that's how we've always played it.
A little bit.
Just check it for me.
It just paralyzed
him.
Thanks for the help, Lucas.
Say paralyzed for the duration.
Yeah, okay.
At the end of each of its turns, the target can make another saving throw. On a success, the spell ends on the target. When you cast this third level or higher, you can do an additional.
I got a plus 8 for wisdom saving throws, and I fucking missed it.
A paralyzed creature is incapacitated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Also, attack rolls just have advantage.
It's not an immediate crit when you hit.
Nah.
If you are incapacitated.
I mean, the
but paralyzed
nope, never mind.
So paralyzed is not the same as incapacitated.
Incapacitated just means you can't take actions or reactions.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Still attack rolls. Now, attack rolls have advantage.
You did a good job. I'm proud of you.
Any attack that hits the creature is a critical hit if the attacker is within 5 feet of the creature.
So you got to walk up on him and shoot him.
Just walk up on him and stab him.
Unconscious is the one that...
Yes. Yeah.
Man, you were really close to like murdering me and then covering it up.
So again, it appears that the evil Mordek's the ones you took over. So
I don't think he was going to give you the chance to talk about it.
No, probably not.
Where do I sleep?
We were all in the same room.
No.
I didn't think we all had separate rooms, did we? That was just her.
That's what they
figured out. We can be bunk buddies.
I don't know.
You're in the room in between Kira and
okay
Nexus.
So you're, yeah.
Yeah, you're right there.
So you're 10 feet to the right.
Yes, Nexus. And I guess, where was I?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're stuck in the hallway at this point. So what are you doing? Shooting the bow, or are you going to go stab his ass? Because I'm not going to stop you at this point. I know he's evil. My patron ain't going to give a shit now.
Pretty good. This might get you off the hook with the patron, actually.
Does the light sword inflict any kind of disadvantage
on a drow?
If you don't have your goggles on, yeah.
Did you wake up and put your goggles on?
I mean, I would probably sense the bright light, like,
yeah, you can see it
burning through the hallway.
It's your bonus action to put them on.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'll do that. I will.
I'm not trying the skmittles.
Yeah, since he's...
It tastes like Tootsie Pop.
Ooh.
Yeah. You get them both.
Yeah. Actually.
I've never liked Tootsie Pops.
Then don't
Not
try
a whole lot.
Stick with your instinct, then.
I don't necessarily know that he's held, so... I
kind of wanted you to get away with it.
I'm glad I'm not, because my next character's so bitch, and I'm going to go write it up in the other room.
So an 18
I think the word is f***ing ridiculous.
It's bitching.
Why are you letting people play broken characters, DM?
No, I'm not... It's not,
it's not broken.
It's not broken.
What'd you roll, dude?
It's stupid.
I rolled an 18. Well, 18 plus the attacks.
No, I mean, he's yeah, got, his AC's like 11 right now.
Yeah. So 7 plus 4 is 11, and then I'll attack another time. So that'll probably hit 2 for another 8. So 7, 8, 19 altogether.
Where are you hitting me at? I'm holding still. Paint a picture. Where are these holes in my body?
I mean, those were high numbers, so probably dead center mass.
Okay. Well, I have 4 That's hit fair. Points left.
2 in the chest, 1 in the head.
Cody.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Cop in the Bronx.
I can hear you, like, getting up next to me as I'm staring down.
I feel like, I don't know, like, if like this would just be a moment where you would just, like,
yeah,
throw the glaive.
I feel like Kira would be a little more swarthy. Walk up. Swarthy's not the right word.
I'm really
not
a person.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Not swarthy.
You would slink up there and just slowly push it through his throat.
Sexy.
Like when Magneto puts that coin through Kevin Bacon.
Yes.
Yeah. Like real slow. Joe loved that
sensually.
Sensually.
It's still advantage, right?
Absolutely it is.
What?
It's still advantage, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And a crit within 5 feet.
Yep.
I only have 4 hit points. Do whatever you want.
If I want it.
No, it's unconscious that gives you the crit within 5 feet. Not incapacitated.
The bottom paralyzed.
Paralyzed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never mind.
It says it, yeah.
Is it the very bottom of it?
Oh, so it's automatic?
Yeah. So if you hit, it's automatic crit.
If you hit, it's automatic crit.
Yeah,
but you have advantage.
You have advantage on
it. Yeah.
Okay. And you only need an 11 to hit, so hopefully you can do that.
Well,
Harrison's
we'll find
sword
out.
Is turning out to be a real good luck charm, everybody.
Hey, what's up? Who wants me next?
Well, I think we're gonna fucking leave you here.
That is true. Everybody's fucking died.
Hey, but look at these crits. Am I right?
Yeah. Cool. Josh brings the spice. All right, so I need to roll to hit Matt first.
You do.
I'm just gonna walk over there
with advantage.
That's crit 1. That's a 10. So
oh my god, I made it.
Harrison sword.
No. 16.
10 plus.
Oh, oh hell.
16 total.
Okay.
Automatic crit. You dead.
Do you want to pull a card for an automatic crit?
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Half damage, permanent scar.
No damage. You accidentally hugged him.
You walked up within 5 feet or you stood back at 10 feet?
I probably would have I would have gone all the way up.
Kira,
my goal is to just push it right through.
There's
his sternum.
No way Kira does not get in his face.
Yeah.
That's technically piercing, right?
It is.
Yes.
No, it's slashing.
Is it slashing?
Well, it's usually, yeah.
The way he's using it, I mean, it could be versatile. And
you could be chopping
right,
his head off.
Is this the right card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a crit hit.
Oh, wait, no.
It's telling me that that bad things happen
Morph
to me.
Morph just got critted, so I grabbed the player one.
That's fair enough. Okay. That's interesting. Matt, we need to make a contested strength check, which I don't know if you can make.
Fail.
He cannot. Oh,
yeah.
It's all
fail.
Yeah. Yep.
Your weapon is partially broken.
Ah, hell.
Yep.
No! You hurt
so not
my
only
friend.
Not only does he kill you, but he breaks your weapon.
He breaks my Valyrian steel sword.
It's also maximum damage, so that's 13.
Okay. Well, we are down.
Extra attack?
I mean, I'm just going to keep twisting until
still
it does
held,
the
so
job.
You're still standing. You're just
kind of
lobbing bits off. Now, if you did,
are you taking your extra
person.
Attack?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean...
Roll the hit.
Do I still need to roll to hit on an unconscious person?
You do.
Yep.
Well, Josh, thanks for
I
coming
I thought
out.
It was a coup de grace.
Yeah. Now that your help. Character is dead, too. My bad.
It's slightly broken.
Advantage?
Yes.
Man, come on.
That's a 15.
That'll hit.
Okay. Another set of damage.
Are you going to take your bonus action to hit?
If your blade's broke,
potentially. Is he dead yet?
Nope.
No, because he needs to take what? Three hits?
Just dirt.
He needs to fail three death saving throws.
Right, but for every hit I give him, that's a fail.
It's two fails for every hit.
Because they're automatic crits.
Oh, okay.
So you could hit him two more times and he's automatically dead.
Yeah.
One
then
more
I'll,
time.
Then I'll take my action surge.
One more again.
One more again.
Okay.
Coots de grace.
And I hit him.
Hi, yo kids.
As I... So imagine I push it into his chest, and are we saying that he stays erect or does he fall this, over?
Yeah, I'm holding him up.
He's held always erect.
The most turgid.
So, Kira stabs him in the chest like just three vicious times. And when I hit you the third time, Kira says, I'm sorry we failed you. And then she collapses in
you
emotional heat.
You had a chance to say something cool.
I'm sorry we failed you.
Just killed a man in a hallway naked.
Make a charisma
and
save.
Apologize.
You just f***ed me with your lady penis in my chest.
Feminine penis.
16.
Okay. You should name your glaive Ron Jeremy.
I have flaws. I'm playing to my flaws.
I drop the body. It slumps to the ground.
I'm going to do my best to crawl my probably mostly naked body to the bathroom.
I'm going to help her. I can cast healing hands on or healing. What do I have? Is it healing hands? Is healing
hey,
hands.
If you don't want to cast, I also have a scroll of cure wounds that you now have.
He's hiding it in his butt.
I don't think I can use it.
You know, oh.
You
Cure Wounds is on your spell list.
Is it?
And it's a scroll, so you can
it's
read
a part
it.
Of your warlock.
But I don't have... I thought you had to have this.
Bonus Never spells.
Mind. Yeah, when you guys divvy up my shit. All
right. Warlock. Well, I'll use... Then I can use the scroll on her to heal her, or she can just sleep it off and heal in the morning. However, whichever works.
No, because the damage that she
means.
Has
will to be
not
magical
heal
means.
From a rest.
So...
Okay, so what do I do for the scroll? What do I need to roll for?
It's on your spell list. You can cast it.
What do I need to roll?
D8.
Is it a 1d8?
1d8
plus your spellcast.
So do I need to keep track of the... Yeah. You did what, 53? 57?
52 on one hit.
So 52 minus 6.
It's 1d8 plus
6. So Lucas
eight,
is giving me so far.
No, my spellcast is modifier.
46 to go.
It's wisdom, right?
I think I'm getting
Charisma,
better.
So it's plus 5. Oh, well, it's 8.
I mean, I don't know why you're...
It's only 1d8 on a scroll?
I don't know why you're doing any healing. We're going to go to bed.
Yeah,
because I have to I have to be healed all 53 healing by magical.
Okay.
So I got you with that. 8.
Yep.
So
I have 5 more D6s I can throw
now,
at you.
Now, wait. If you want to throw those because you are like, you're not going to re-get them now because it's the middle of the night. I also had two
I only need a short
potions.
Rest to get my shit back.
Healing potions would count as well, right? They're magical.
Yes.
So...
We could also find a cleric. I'm sure we've attracted attention in the bar with the screaming and the explosions and now the blood.
Yeah.
Call for a cleric.
No, at this point, I may have passed the charisma check, but at this point, Kira is just like, wash his hands. Out, damn spot kind of thing.
Aw.
I have a major flaw about death.
Oh. But see, I don't know it. You never said it.
Is there a cleric in the house that's not dead?
A couple clerics.
Yeah, Glyphic will show up if you...
Yeah, I'll call...
Call for him.
Needs your help.
My baby.
I'll tell him what happened. Ask him to help.
He's a fairly low-level cleric. He can...
Guess I go home now.
You gotta make loud noises with your keys.
Where are my keys? Where are my fucking keys? I'm gonna die.
Welcome to the...
As a callback to episode one. Ladies and gentlemen, episode one.
three or four,
maybe.
Something. God, it was good.
Good old days.
It was like our very first game and that Lucas...
I knocked Lucas
played,
down.
And Lucas was like, well, where's my f***ing keys? I gotta go home now. I'm dead.
I've like, told that story on Reddit and got a lot of fake internet points. Thank you for that, Lucas.
Glyphic could toss a couple of healing spells at him.
Okay, let's do that then. Where are you at now?
I'm at 14.
No.
I'm just standing there just cleaning the blood off of me.
I have a spell that can heal 1d6 per turn in a minute, so that technically I can do 10d6.
Yes.
Right?
Now we're going to have an issue because we're going to get past my max.
Save your spell and let the cleric do his thing and then see what's left.
I mean, we're going to rest. Like, I'll get the spell back.
And as he's healing you, Glyphic is... making sure to tell you that, you know, we accept donations.
That's cool.
Oh.
Guys want a sword.
That's 11 points of healing.
I'll take the...
Say, give him all my shit.
I say, I'll give you some of the... I'll give you some of what's off him after I can clean the blood off of him.
And 5.
All right, that's 30 out of 52.
You want to do your thing then?
Yeah. 10.
Now, Jeff, hold on. Go ahead. I can do one more. Oh, well, here's the thing. So I'm at 40 now.
Yeah.
Can I heal up to my max? I can, yes?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just has to be by magical means.
So what's the next one?
7.
Okay, so that takes me to my 46, but I took 52. So how do we do that? Does he need to give me another 6?
Just make it a draw.
It's going to, I can do it. I mean, it's going to go 3 more times.
All right, but I can't heal past my max, so do we have to do this again tomorrow?
Oh.
No.
No, you're fine, man.
You're okay, because I took 52. I can't heal up to 52.
Yeah, but you're down to max negative. 46. You're at 0.
That's because you went to 0.
Okay, I'm just asking how you want to play it. So 46, I'm good.
You're good.
So you're good?
Okay.
Two other things of note before you get up. After I'm healed, I will take some money off of Matt.
Yes.
And hand it to the priest.
Yep.
How much you give it?
What's our pool?
I'm not in a right mind, so I'll give him a handful. So if you guys are going to stop me, I'm going to give a handful of coins, which I would say a D10 of coins.
3D10.
3D10, there's 5. He rolled a 5, I rolled a 9, so that's 14. You want to toss a D10?
3.
So apparently I give him 18 gold randomly.
And whatever else he has on him we can take.
I'm going to pick up...
Go to his room.
I know. Kira's not going to let you guys touch him before I touch him.
No, it's fine.
So I'm going to pay the priest.
I want the three of you right now to make me a group charisma check.
A group charisma check. Is that lowest?
Why?
Huh?
Because we just murdered one of our own party?
Who was evil, which is what I'm sought to do.
Right. Because the gnomes know that. They get that. They care.
Oh, we're all making one and you're just trying to get a number of successes, right?
I need to know how many successes we have.
I failed.
I critically failed.
Bad luck card.
Sorry, what was this, charisma?
Yep. Just add your charisma modifier.
21.
Okay, apparently I didn't shuffle those. I'm not going to take that card again.
Lose a small item?
Yep.
No, f*** it. We lost a sword? What happened? Oh, well.
Yeah, f*** you, Josh.
We already broke him,
nerds.
Break.
So now when you talk, you just talk, like... And segment.
You gotta talk like this now. You have to talk like Sling Blade.
There was a way that you could fix the sword, but I don't know what Jeff wants to do with that.
No, you're not going to hurt a magic sword.
I didn't figure.
Not with a mundane glaive.
I'm just going by what the card said.
Card said so.
So goddamn powerful.
So I'm going to hand the handful of money to the priest.
Yep.
I'm going to take the sword hilt, and I'm going to take his holy symbol.
Which one?
Because I only had the ladder.
Oh, really?
I was evil. I got rid of the other shit.
When'd you get rid of it?
You weren't looking.
You're just plotting your murder.
Okay, so I will look for the other one.
You'll look for the one of Morden?
Yes.
Probably in his stuff.
I mean, if he doesn't have it, then he doesn't have it. But I will search high and low for that holy symbol.
For dramatic purpose, we'll say I had it in my back or whatever.
Okay. You find it stuffed at the bottom of his bag.
I'll look at him and I'll look at his dead body and say, I'll take this where it belongs and put it in my pack.
So you're taking the sword?
Yes.
Oh, thank God you saved me. He was forcing me to do things. Terrible. Things.
Shut the fuck up.
So bad. So terrible.
Do the pillows have pillowcases?
Sure.
I wrap Josh in the other pillowcase and stuff Harrison's sword underneath my other pillow.
Harrison's sword, activate. Yeah, activate, set the pillowcase on fire, burn the end down.
Actually,
you want to throw him in the bag of holding?
Dawnbringer is no longer attuned to anybody.
Yeah, I know. I'm just taking it.
Do you want
to
throw
now,
him in the bag?
Now, if he attunes to me while he's laying there under my pillow while I uncomfortably tip with the street, that's fine. So I have a holy symbol of Morden and Dawnbringer.
And I have Boots of Speed.
Ooh.
And a ring of water walking. And 2 heal potions and 2 poison cures.
Boots of speed might be nice for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Mobile will definitely take the boots of speed.
Okay,
so
boots of speed walking have 10 charges per day. You have to click your heels once, it gives you double speed. Boots.
Did they require attunement?
Oh, speed.
Probably.
I believe they did.
10 charges.
Daily.
and it runs for yes, it requires for 10 attunement. Minutes.
So you need to make sure how many items you're attuned on. To.
I'm not attuned to any, right?
The stone speaker crystal. I know.
Oh, I am so sorry. Hey,
oh,
I phrased
that'd
it wrong.
Be the only thing. Yeah,
I phrased it wrong. It has 10 minutes of use a day.
Oh.
But you click once to click them on, you click it again, and it shuts it off, so you don't use it all once.
Episode
my bad.
Into, Josh.
My bad.
Pretty good.
For you're now on your third owner.
What's up? Does attunement mean...
And it is a bonus action to activate those.
We'll do that when Josh isn't able to be here.
And then who wants the ring? Who's taking the ring of Wada walking?
Same guy with the boots.
I am who's full on attunement pieces? Items, so I can't hold anything else.
Okay. I mean, do you want it? Or
the
do you...
ring does not require attunement.
Oh, but the healing ring did?
Yes.
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean, do you want to take it, or do you want me to take it, Cody?
I'm trying to see if I even can, because you have to attune to Dawnbringer.
You don't have to attune to the ring, though. You're fine.
Oh, I forgot we were talking about the ring. Sure. I mean, it's...
Walk on water.
I mean, if we have to go back to the sea ever,
hey, you're the one
nice.
In heavier armor.
Oh, yeah.
That is true. I'll take the ring.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, he has armor that I don't know if anybody needs, but...
Yeah.
Is this, what is it, standard plate or something?
Yeah.
What are you wearing?
Plate mail.
Plate mail. That's we can sell
you
it.
Are, you're wearing plate?
Wasn't I?
I didn't write it down.
Whatever my armor, made my armor class 18. That's all I know.
And not plate then.
Chain.
Chain mail. Sorry, there it is.
We can just sell it. It's got a little blood on it. It's fine.
Well, let's figure out if we get run out of town yet or not.
Worn in.
I have a warhammer, two hand axes, and a dagger.
No, you're not going to get run out of town.
And put his chain shirt in the whole bag of holding.
That's fine.
Oh, and also I bought $300 worth of diamond, 300 gold diamonds for
I'll take that for now.
Sure, to play the clip where I said that Matt would die first and we would never be able to use it.
I mean, this death was orchestrated. I'm happy.
Was it?
No, it wasn't orchestrated. You totally could have walked away from this scot-free.
Yeah, but I didn't think of that. But I mean, this whole scenario tonight was cooked up, so it was good.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, well, I'm going to go write up my new character in the other room. If y'all need anything, just holler. Need some dice.
If that's your new accent, I'm immediately killing your new character.
Yeah. No, I'm going to talk like Ray Romano, like I did that one time.
Oh, Robert.
Also immediately killing your character.
You seem powerful.
What if I use an Australian accent as Ray Romano?
Oh, I just want to hear you do it.
Come
think
on
I could. Now.
Good day, mate.
Nope. It doesn't work.
Nope. Nope.
You should watch the movie Paddleton. Ray Romano's in it. It's the saddest movie I've ever seen.
Told us a month ago.
Yeah. You should go watch it.
I'm not going to. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Sad movies. Oh, it'll just destroy your world.
He just loves sadness.
I'm a social worker. My world's destroyed.
That's fair. So, Jeff, do we need a hold for a minute? I understand that lots of things have happened and the world has just changed dramatically, so... And not quite like you expected, I'm sure.
I didn't really plan to use them like this, but hand that to Josh.
Well, there you go.
That's an option if you want.
What is this?
That's their halfling.
Oh, yeah. God, I forgot he was
real. Fargus Rumblefoot.
There you go.
I was going to say, I have that. You didn't need to print another copy.
No, that one's leveled up because you reminded me that he hadn't been.
Oh.
And he has a Wand of Wonder. Mm-hmm. I forgot to put that on there.
Oh, yeah, he does.
It's random shit. It's kind of like a deck of many things. Like, shit just happens.
Yeah.
You tell me you're using it, you tell me where you're using it, or where you're targeting it, and I tell you what happens.
Just FYI, I won't not attune to the sword if I need to. I just probably won't be using it.
Okay.
I'm just kind of holding it as a war trophy.
Okay, it's totally up to you guys. You three can go.
I'll absolutely take Josh as a player character. 1,000%. Josh will fuck shit up.
And I leveled up Fargus as an arcane trickster, so he is now a spellcaster and can attune to the wand.
Can he attune to the sword so he can just talk to himself the whole time?
God, Fargus, I love you. Hold me tighter. Okay, Harrison.
And just in case you want to see what Wand of Wonder could do. It's got a D100 chart.
Oh, that's the chart for the wand.
Mm-hmm. You just point at a thing and say, Jeff, roll.
Okay.
God,
so,
is he going to be a fucking gnome?
Nope. Next day.
Of the
you
classes,
guys can
I
must finish your race. You can finish your rest.
Of the races. In D&D, Schroeder. Gnome is probably, in my opinion, the most annoying because they're most hobbit-like. They're pains in the ass.
Halflings aren't?
Yeah.
I don't mind. I don't know why. Gnomes bother me more. Huh. Gnomes are more clever.
It was the dragon noise, right?
That was amazing.
Damn pickle bridges.
Twice that.
That's Jeff. That's not a halfling. That's Jeff.
That was a gnome.
He was a gnome.
It's a very distinct difference.
And the fireball.
I honestly think gnomes are way more tricksy than halflings, honestly. Like, I get that halfling is supposed to be the tricksy one.
I don't know. My gnome illusionist was really fucking tricksy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, gnomes are inherently tricksy. Like, gnomes have spells and shit that makes them tricksy inherently.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I think they're way more annoying than halflings.
Are you guys going?
Well, first off, we kind of need to, like... Assuming Kira gets any sleep, I feel mildly responsible for the giant fucking blood stain and body that's laying
roll
in the middle of the
hallway. Roll me a constitution save.
Okay. 9.
You gain 1 level of exhaustion. You don't sleep much.
Didn't figure.
Look up in conditions and see what 1 level of exhaustion
I don't have
is.
My PHB.
Condition gets real bad later if you're exhausted. You just outright die at 4?
6.
Yeah. So. Lucas once died from conditions, actually. He didn't know it, but he did.
Yeah?
Yes.
In the mist.
In the mist. You were taking levels of exhaustion.
Yeah.
I wasn't telling you because I was like, if he chooses not to turn back, like sooner or later he will fail 6 rolls. So I guess it doesn't really matter. You fall down and go to sleep. Is the body still laying there when I get up, quote unquote, in the morning?
No. Between Glyphic and Tappy, they'd have cleaned things up a little. Still a bloodstain.
Yep. I'll go downstairs to the bar.
Okay.
Is Tappy there?
Yeah.
Morning, Tappy.
Morning.
Could I bother you for 2 things?
That depends on what they are.
3, I guess, actually.
Actually, I have 1 price. A little explanation.
That's fair. Can I eat first?
Yeah.
And Kira will tell him everything because Kira hasn't had anyone to talk to in a long time. Like, abducted, murder, betrayal, summoning Demogorgon, being lost in the water.
Blowing his mind.
Absolutely, like, everything.
The first thing he asks is, have you told any of this to the Diggermatics?
Bits and pieces. Most people don't believe me.
No, you didn't.
I think we talked about how we had seen some stuff. I don't typically tell people that I summon Demogorgon, Jeff. That seems to be a bad conversation starter.
Sorry, didn't we bring that up with the
I don't remember if you actually did. I know you left out the part about being chased by drow.
God, Matt's writing's worse than mine.
But yes, I will confess everything to him because that's how she feels this morning.
Okay.
I don't typically share this for, I assume, obvious reasons, besides the fact that people think I'm fucking crazy. Maybe I am.
Tappy is very insightful and cleans how much of it's truth and how much of it's not. And
I would say most of it's probably truth. Can I get that 2nd and 3rd thing now? Assuming I'm done eating.
What were the other 2 things?
Scrub brush and a bucket of hot water.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll provide it.
And Kira will go upstairs and scrub until her hands bleed if she has to.
Oh, that's just not going to do yourself any good if that's what you're cleaning up. Jeez.
Seems to be causing more of a problem.
It's a little bit of backpedaling.
Yeah.
Well, somebody could have fucking prestidigitation and could just make it go away.
You could.
I don't have that spell.
You have how many cantrips?
Didn't take that one.
You know what? This is why I want Josh to run a game. This is really why I want Josh to run a game. Because you do shit like that. Prestidigitation is a must-have. You never know when you need to clean up a spot of blood.
Yeah.
Make the room smell like a fart.
Bingo. Make sure you make your quips in the mic.
Or make a room smell like a fart.
Bingo. That I've taken the spotlight for a while, so you guys go right ahead.
Yeah. Do you, Nexus or Malveus, do you have anything you're needing to do in the morning?
If confronted, Kira is not. Like, I'm basically having meals, possibly attuning to the sword, and not doing anything else. Like, otherwise, in her room.
I mean, how long are we planning on sticking around here? Like,
we still have a job to do.
Right. No, I mean, like, literally in this singular place.
Exhaustion takes a day for me to recover from.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not my problem.
Go out on your own. You're a rangery type.
For God's sake.
Are you going to hold out the day?
Yeah, we'll just hold out the day, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you guys can do whatever you want. I just think, narratively speaking, I'm not going to do shit because she's in an emotional wreck.
Okay, Lucas, Troy, do you have anything that you want to do? Or does Fargus have anything that he wants to do?
He's trying to figure out how to be Fargus.
Okay.
I mean, not necessarily, I suppose.
I mean, Nexus would just spend time speaking, like, to some of the monks, just learning about their religion, learning about how their city works. Nothing really that important. Like, he's just visiting with people and being informed of the area.
Okay. The, like, Glyphic will show you the speaking stones and things like that.
Yeah, we know how those work. We know how those work, right?
No, those were the singing stones.
No. Are you talking about the walkie-talkie stone? Didn't somebody have a walkie-talkie stone in their pocket?
That boy ain't right.
Sending stone.
Sending stone. Gotcha. Sending, speaking, singing. Come on.
Yes, words are hard.
Pick a different letter.
Lucas has trouble with definitions, with complex math.
Simple math.
I didn't want to insult the poor kid.
Because that stopped you for 4 years.
He's known you for more than 4 years.
Well, that's how long we've been doing this.
The speaking stones are a circle of stone menhirs predating Blingdon Stone. They stand at the center of this small cavern. The gnomes believe this henge is a cluster of truly ancient Galabdur, venerated as manifestations of the gods.
Could he also spend time speaking to... Were they druids that were summoning?
They are about a day away.
Okay. Well,
they're back at the quarry.
Is there anybody else, or at least in town, that he could speak to? All he wants to do is learn more about the elementals and maybe what their weaknesses could be if we end up having to fight one.
You could roll me an arcana. You might actually know.
That's fair.
DC Universe is getting an additional 20,000 comic books added next month.
Wow.
So they will be 12 months after publication. So you're reading a year behind.
17.
I bet.
You know they don't like thunder damage.
Lightning. Okay. Noted.
Expected the dogs to bark.
Hey, Matt, you want to be that thunder wave guy again?
Anything else?
Matt being a gnomish bard would be the worst that I could think of.
I was kind of thinking he was going to pick a bard. Out of the classes in the core classes, that's the only one that we haven't played.
Do you guys want
to... Fodge has been dumb enough to play one.
Bards are great. You just have to be happy with being a support role.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get any credit. You're just going to stand back and make sure everybody else can do what they do.
They're going to do it well.
Do you guys want to go talk to the Digger Maddox? Do you want to go talk to... You already talked to the Glyphics. Wear rats. Do we need to go buy anything? Sell anything?
I mean, I got a chain shirt, but I got to get much out of it.
Yeah, I mean, we've got his weapons and chain shirt. Really, there's no things to sell. I mean, the rest of the shit is...
The weapon... Wait, didn't they need weapons for something? We can donate the weapons for that.
Yeah, Warhammer. He has hand axes.
These aren't the treated weapons that they need to
deal
with.
That's right.
I mean, regardless, I guess we could still donate them for...
You will find out that order's already been placed and the weapons are on their way.
Cool. Okay.
He has written on here a scroll of pedigree.
Yeah.
His lineage.
He has the noble background.
Okay. I'm trying to read this fucking child.
You guys good
scratch.
To go?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it seems like taking a day, not only because of the exhaustion, but it also just seems like...
Yeah, I mean, we'll forward to the next day.
Yeah, if there's nothing these guys want to do, Kira's not doing anything. Like I said, until scrubbing that bloodstain out. Fargus?
No, I'm good.
Scottish accent, I think.
This guy's Scottish?
I don't know. Who's Fargus played by? Did you ever tell us?
I don't think you wrote it down.
I wrote a lot of them down. I didn't write that one.
I lost my card.
Yeah, I wrote Fargus down, but I didn't write it.
Tim Roth.
So you're supposed to be Tim Roth.
I'm not sure I know who that is.
Pulp Fiction?
Mr. Yellow?
No,
Mr. Orange. I'm fucking bleeding here.
Reservoir Dogs.
Or the guy in the diner. In Pulp Fiction.
Yep.
The
Oh, okay.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Or that Lie to Me show.
I think I know who that is now.
Or he was the bad guy in the second Hulk movie.
Pulling out all the stops. This guy.
Oh, yeah. That handsome dude.
Or he was the bad ape in Planet the Marky Mark Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
I just remember, I'm fucking dying, man.
I'm fucking dying here, man.
I'm fucking bleeding.
Larry.
And it's a gut shot. Takes a long time to die.
You're gonna be fine, kid. You're gonna be fine. Next day, then, unless there's anything, I mean, I would come down for dinner and hang out in the, if there's any need for any conversation there, but I'm not looking for it unless it's approaching me.
Nope. At this point, there's not.
Okay.
I'm ready for you guys to go do the dungeon crawl.
All right. Then I will strap up the next morning and be ready to go. Dungeon crawl!
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @rancors_brothel and email your comments and suggestions to betweentwocrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. You live through me.